Bonnie Faith, and you are now tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
This is CJ Sway, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
This is Perry, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
Hey, this is Kula Von Seal, also known as Queen Kong, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live. Come get some, baby.
What's up, everyone? This is your boy, Seti J. Welcome to, this is your boy, Seti J, and welcome to the Season 11 premiere of Life After Dusk Live. Woo-hoo! My girl made seduction, about to check in momentarily. But yeah, man, y'all, it's new season. Glad to be rolling over and having you guys here for another great season, another great laughs, great stories. Shoot, we got some tears here and there, a little bit of everything, new segment. I'm just excited, man, to just continue to grow with you guys and continue trying to bring some greatness to you every week. So, yes. I will be letting you know about some of the new stuff we got going down for this year. Especially, we have a new segment that we'll be dropping starting this season. And, you know, definitely see how you guys like it, man. We always love some of the feedback we get from people. And definitely want to just try something, you know, I always want to try something new. And, you know, especially that's what I love about the new season, like people like New Year's. When they have a fresh start to a year, they kind of, you know, they get a chance to, you know, start a trend to go forward in that year and try to stick to it for a full year. So same thing with doing a radio show / podcast. You always get the chance to just grow and try new things. And that's the fun thing I love about it. It gives you a fresh start and I always try to grow from the previous year, from the previous year, from the previous year, from the previous year. So, yes. That being said, shoot, you got to get the other half of greatness on the line. What's up, Nate?
What's up?
Yeah, and we will be lacing them. Nate's going to have some upgraded equipment, too, very soon. So y'all be on the lookout for that. Like I said, we're making a lot of big changes over here, doing big teams. So yes, just bear with us as we start this new season and get everything just ironed out and just continue to just grow with y'all. Nonetheless, it's been a hot minute. What's been going on with you, man?
Graduated from college. Re-enrolled in college to take up a different major. Dropped some new pictures on the internet, you know. Just growing and progressing.
That's what's up. Man, I know one thing, I've been definitely, like I said before, and I say it again, I'm definitely proud of you. I was watching growing. I love people who aren't although people try to count them out, they go against the thread and just make things happen. And it's been a blessing to watch you continue to do it. I was just telling another person I've shot twice. They were my last shoot for the end of the year, and then they were one of my first shoots for this year. And just watching her grow. Since over time, it's crazy. Like, not just as a model, but as a person. So it's definitely dope, man. Like being a part of your journey and just watching how you move is crazy. So yes. But nonetheless, Nate. I got this crazy idea to start this new segment. Yes, it's a new segment that's going to be starting this season. And Nate didn't even know about it. I just kind of like, sometimes I do this to Nate. I throw some stuff at her before she shows up to the show. And she's like, what the heck? there's a new segment we're starting this season called I'm On the Main Line. Like, you know, like, Jesus on the Main Line. You know how people say that. Well, you're saying quite Jesus, but yeah, you're talking to us on the main line. You know, we give you, after you call in, on you get a call in phone number that's 347-202-0389. Or you can send us DMs or emails asking for advice from either myself, Steady Jane, or Nay Seduction, or both of us. So definitely, man, that this is a time where y'all get to ask us and dig into our knowledge and wisdom and experience. So yes, definitely. And we want to have some fun with it too. It's not going to be, oh, my dog died. You know, everything is not going to be that way. I promise you. We're going to have some fun with this, and I can't wait. So, yes, we are starting a new segment this year for this season. It's going to be called On the Main Line. So, yes, I look forward to watching On the Main Line become another staple. We will be bringing this back during the season. But we are not doing it during this season premiere today, which is we are not doing the six yet. We'll be doing the six. We'll be throughout the season as well, but we're going to mix it up. That's going to mix this different segments, man. You know, throw some stuff here and there, round robin some things. So that's what we're doing. On the plate is Crickets of the Week. We'll be doing that. We're going to do that every show because somebody meets the criteria for being a cricket at least once a week. And then, of course, Seduction 101, which is a Nay Seduction staple. And, yeah, it's a grab bag of topics presented by Nay that covers anything from life, love, sex, and more. So that's what y'all had to look forward to. That being said, we're going to go ahead and go into a quick song break. And we come back, we'll be giving you some more of Life for the Dust Live with your boy, Steady J, and your girl, Nay Seduction.
Five. Everything on me, I think, nigga. Yeah, yeah. The money. You know I'm finna fuck. DJ know I'm bout to brag. You see the true religion. the shoes match the bell, had the icing on the cake. Everybody wanna slice, watch me kill them with the ice, shining like a flashlight, smoking like a tailpipe, flashing like traffic lights. Shawty blowing on a nigga like she playing a bagpipe.
All right, welcome back to Life of the Dust Live. Welcome back to Life of the Dust Live with your boy, Steady J, and your girl.
Nay Seduction.
Yeah. All right, y'all. So, I'm going to go ahead and start off with Crickets of the Week. So, yeah, y'all know how Crickets of the Week is. There's no necessary a set number. I just kind of just go with the flow of wherever I actually found across my table that said, you know what, you're going on a list. So technically I lied about not doing the six today because the six is technically part of Crickets of the Week today. So yes, so this, and Nate, again, Nate did not see this coming. This is the fun part. Wasn't going to tell her anything today. Just going to throw some things at her today. So Crickets of the Week today, again, will be basically doing like how the six is, but mixed up with Crickets of the Week, and we will each be awarding three Crickets of the Week ourselves. So that would be, it would equal a total of six once we're done. So my first Cricket of the Week, and before I do that, I would be remiss if I do not shout out those magical crickets, please. Thank you. Okay, so first off, my first Cricket of the Week is definitely going to people that always want to, just always playing tough guy, and always, you know, their hands not set up to play tough guy or tough girl, so to speak. And let me put it this way: I'm not trying to say I'm advocating for fighting, but if you're gonna act like you're about that life, then you need to make sure that your hands are set up a certain way. Y'all crack me up so much. Y'all always talking about airing shit out. Like, what is wrong with y'all? Like, Nate, can you explain that to me? I'm always trying to figure out what people are just airing things. I'm about to air this out. Like, why are you always trying to start stuff? And then when the person you thought that you was gonna be able to punk, you realize they weren't afraid of you. All of a sudden, you start making all kind of excuses, and you want to resort to talking about gunplay. Like, what's up with that name?
I can't answer that because I'm not those people. I mean, that's something that they got to answer.
I still remember there was an infamous discussion that was on the show one time where Nate was talking about she was fighting, and it was at a call center. This the description for Nay was hilarious. Like, what if that person would have hit you with, you know, they trying to, all of a sudden they want to resort to gun violence because their hands were set up a certain way?
I mean, they got to deal with the consequences. I mean, it's always a consequence for every action.
I had one guy do this to me, and I was like, he was like, yeah, so I got something for you. I'm like, what's crazy is not even to hit him. It is just the thought that he realized that just because I'm dressed up or whatnot doesn't mean my hands ain't ready. all of a sudden his energy changed. I'm like, I need y'all to keep consistent energy. So, yeah. I was having a discussion, and I ain't gonna quite go into who else it was, as far as me being a seer. Someone tried to throw somebody, and this dude, you know, people be trying to take you for granted that you ain't to be played with just because you dress a certain way at a certain moment. If somebody dressed up, that don't mean that they can't whoop your behind. It doesn't mean they dressed up. If anything, now you're gonna be more embarrassed because they're gonna whoop your behind dressed up. So don't get fooled because somebody dressed up and acting cool, calm, and collected at the moment that you're gonna get the upper hand. You still can get your ass whooped the same exact way. So don't do it. I'm just telling you. So basically, this is my point. Again, I'm not trying to say this advocate for violence, but I mean in a self-defense situation. I am over people trying to start stuff with people, and especially when you try to start stuff with me, do not be on that nonsense. Like, if you're going to talk trash, just throw the hands. Just do that and get it over with so we can go back to regular business. That's the whole lot. Like, a lot of people, they do that to see if you're going to be, you know, see if you're going to be afraid. And I'm not saying that if someone is talking about guns, that it's not okay to be afraid. It was just saying that sometimes you gotta let people know, hey, I can't control the situation. I can only control as much as I can. You're in the day, you're gonna do what you wanna do anyway. So thankfully I haven't been put in a situation where I have had to actually deal with it, where people were gonna follow through. People completely follow through on it. So, yes, number two on the list, Nate. Who would you like to give a, what would you like to give a cricket of the week to?
I want to give crickets to all the people that's talking about what they go do for 2020.
Oh my goodness! I know, Nate. I'm assuming we're 15 days in.
Uh-huh.
I said yes. We're 15 days in. I see.
It's annoying, honestly, because they do this every year, but don't even do it. So, what's the point of saying it and you ain't gonna do it? Pointless.
I say this every year, Nate. I say this every year. People, stop waiting to begin. Y'all got me having to do that, the whole point thing. Stop waiting to the beginning of the year to start something. Plant, like, when you mess up it is, you start doing the planning when the year starts, and that's when you fell on already. What you need to do is, yes, it's okay to start to use the beginning of the year to start something different, but the thing is, you need to be doing prep at least a month in advance, in my personal opinion, so that you're, because the thing is, in order for something to work, you have to be put into mind state in order to make it happen. Now, there's some things that, because of scheduling conflicts and stuff, that kind of throw things off. Like, for instance, when I said I was going to work out hard, I did it. You know, now my schedule's coming back to where it is. I just had to get myself back mentally back to that. But when I just said I was going to do that for beginning of a year, I did it, and I was, and it ended up turning something I was doing for years because I told myself months in advance I was going to do it. That's with anything. Y'all got to stop just waiting to beginning of the year to go, okay, now I've got a plan because I want to do this for this year. No, you make yourself overwhelmed, and then all of a sudden, 15 days in, you're like, oh, I haven't done anything towards my goal yet, because you didn't start setting stuff and start make sure that, like, what y'all fail at is make small goals first to make it to the big goal. Like, man, do y'all not learn this in life skills, whatever? Good Lord. Good one, Nate. You came from the top rope with that one. All right, I forgot.
Yeah,
I got another kid. Another cricket of the week. Here we go. Number three. Honestly, people. I really need y'all to feel me on this. Like, you can go buy all the expensive clothes you want in the world, but if you smell like a goddamn skunk, you ain't take care of your body, make sure that you ain't smelling like a goddamn skunk, then just take the L. Like, you could be, y'all be dressed and all that stuff, but y'all be smelling like yesterday's trash. That shit be whack, bro. I hate that. And people is like, it just be looking dingy. And to go to fall, and also go with that, because while I'm in the appearance category, when you are going, and I'm going to say this very clearly, I cannot say this enough. When you are going to a strip club to apply to be a dancer, don't go in there looking like you just came out the street, just like you got ran over by a goddamn 18-wheeler. Take care of your appearance. Go in there. It's just, I know y'all think it's just show up and shake ass, but no, it is about appearance, because in the day, the whole point of the spot is about creating an illusion, a fantasy. So in order to do that, just like with any job, you go to a job, you know how to dress to go there to get the job. It's the same thing. You got to think the same way. You need to go in there looking like you're ready to get hired. And yes, I know it's independent. You are an independent contractor, yes. But no, if you become a, or if you're the worker at said spot, you must go in there looking right. Do your research. And especially, it really kills me when it's not you. It's because I know, like, and we gonna kill the elephant in the room. Yes, when you go to white spots, it's harder to apply to those spots, because just being black is gonna get you some hate. But I cannot stress enough, like, going to these black spots, y'all kill me. They don't act that strict to you. It'd be simple shit, and you, like, I swear, yesterday, Nate, I saw a girl coming there. Her hair looked like, I swear, it looked like a goddamn bird's nest. And what she had on was not flattering to her shape. And she was like, oh, I came to apply to dance. I said, get the hell out of here. That's what's in my head. Like, and y'all know, y'all, oh, what's doors? You can't, y'all kill me with that. Like, the whole is not, the place is complete. That is what the place is built off of, appearance. No, don't come with this, oh, have a great personality shit. We ain't trying to hear that. It is the whole business model of the strip club is built on appearance. So you're not going to go in there on your appearance on point. Stop going in there. Like, goodness. No, seriously. Y'all got to do better. Oh, we got a cricket to that. God dang it, Nate. That shit bugged the hell out of me. You had to see how this girl was yesterday, talking about she was applying. And y'all understand, because I be working the doors, y'all be thinking that I don't be having a say before y'all gotta get past me before you get to the manager. Because he gonna ask me before I go over there to him and say, hey, this girl wanna work. He gonna ask me how they look. He gonna want my opinion first. And let me put it this way. I don't act, I'm very open minded on how a person looks, but man, it's just some basic stuff you gotta come in there and have some sense about. And just looking like you just thrown together, ain't it? All right, Nate, number four.
Number four, I'm gonna have to say, stop arguing with people in 2020. Don't get negative people your energy. Don't let people get you out of your character. I feel like if you're not getting paid to argue with people, it's pointless. Like, if you're not on reality TV getting paid to argue with somebody, what is you arguing with them for? What you giving them your energy for? don't even do it. It's not even worth getting worked up. Just let people be and let them say what they got to say, period.
Exactly. It's funny you say that name. So, I had somebody try to literally, I hate people who do this shit. Like, they try to bait me into an argument and try to make it sound like it was my idea to argue. That really pissed me off. I hate that. I really hate that game. Yeah, I'm not going to tell you who it was, but I am going to read the DM. I want you to see how this person tried to bait me. Okay, so this person said it hits me because it drives me nuts. Do more outside shoots. Which, if y'all know me, y'all go to my work, most of my stuff is outside. I was like, oh, but so ironically, but they were talking to me on my magazine page. They were like, oh, that's not my work. But I said, but I do a lot, and I sit in my photography page. And they're like, and I'm doing it I'm not being a smart ass. I'm saying, hey, go check it out. You can go do for yourself that, hey, I'm doing outside shoots a lot. You act like I never shot with you. I can read, silly. I'm just saying in general, do more outside shoots. You really sent me your page like I so not know about it. And so I called him out about saying you must have came to me. You must have wanted to start an argument. Because that kills me. Like, what are you doing? Like, no. You really want to start an argument. Because I sent you my page and, like, maybe you just didn't really check it. I'm not saying you know about my page. I'm saying go check the page out and stop sounding silly. Because it was almost like, I didn't do that all the time. Like, no. You gotta do a balance. Like, I know people be trying to just be talking. This be talking. So, yeah. Let me get Craig to get into that. Number five on Crickets of the Week. Number five. And I want it to stop this year. Seriously. Let's get an understanding going forward that this is going to stop right now. And I mean right fucking now. Like, I don't get, like, this is a business-oriented thing. Like, I hate when people are like, especially if you took, because like, this is why I'm out, sometimes, like, especially, like, on Instagram, you're commenting, and your stuff gets lost in the sauce, and some people are acting so crazy. You put it on there, and a person's like, oh, DM me. And I, like, or email them, and you hit them up by the preference of contact, and then they kind of blow it off. I'm like, bruh. Especially like on Instagram, you can tell they read it. Like, don't send me to a form of contact that my stuff is going to get lost at, because I understand, like, a lot of times people don't check their DMs because people are acting wild in them. But, man, it'd be people really talk about business and you sent them there to go to your DMs just to look stupid. Y'all got to get it together. Like, if you don't want to talk to somebody, say you don't want to talk to them. Like, let's be That's my rule. Let's just be honest with Tom. Let's just be honest and stop trying to beat around the bush about, hey, contact people. I like people who's like, okay, like in that dry ass, okay, all right shit. Let's just end that too. Dry ass okays and all right, it's ending in 2020 for me, because it's not clear. It's like really dull. And a lot of times you like, the person don't follow up after they say, okay, all right. It's kind of like, oh, whatever. Like, let's do better than that, people. So, there you go. All right, Nate, I'll find one for you, Crickets of the Week, number six.
Number six. Ladies, if you know your man is not shit, please do not address the next female. Like, if you got a problem with your man, don't take it to the next female. You need to address your man. And then y'all out here killing females because your nigga out here dogging you. Take that up with your nigga, because at the end of the day, you just took this person away from her family. Then you taking yourself away from your family, because at the end of the day, you go to jail, you go get caught, or you go get dealt with in the street. Like, it's just not even worth it at the end of the day. Y'all be out here doing dumb stuff all over a nigga who is not respecting you and respecting whatever y'all got going on. The next female don't owe you no loyalty. Your man do. Period.
Don't ask my neighbor. That was the first thing that came to my mind as soon as you start, as soon as you brought that, up as an item. Don't ask my neighbor. Come to me. All right, y'all. Go on to the various crickets of the week, the special, the sixth edition of Crickets of the Week. All right, y'all, we're going to go into another quick song break. We come back for the song break, we will be going into Seduction 101.
Ladies, tonight we gonna be running our movie scene straight through. No cut.
It's up us cutting y'all.
Add a little hip hop and some R&B. Look up high at the skies at the stars you see. It all starts with a ride in the car with me. Let's make a movie with your camera co-starring me. Co-starring me. Let's make a movie with your camera co-starring me. Co-starring me. Let's make a movie with your camera co-starring me.
Up, get up with the EMP. Ain't no place in life that you'd rather be. Destined and worthy. They the video theme. I'm S-Dope. Make you scream on the silver screen. Raw footage. A freaky position for me to put you in. What part of the day on my schedule should I put you in? Now watch the cameraman. Look towards the cameraman. Trying to see if you can make it work to the camera land. Sure, you can bring your friends. Being ladies, that's the past. You come first. I do them last. It's a supporting cast. They audition, turn the night panty rippings. If your girl is stripping, here's a fist for what they slipping. She give me no lifting, then pimping like Icy. She play pimping to my mic on flights like Nike. No controversy. Who can ask for more? Got girls short and short and know the co-star.
Add a little hip hop and some R&B. Look up high at the skies at the stars you see. It all starts with a ride in the car with me. Let's make a movie with your camera co-starring me. Co-starring me. Let's make a movie with your camera co-starring me. Co-starring me. Let's make a movie with your camera co-starring me.
Well, pardon me, it's no hard to see, but I could take away your pain. I know you're used to these lanes in your neck of the woods, but baby girl, I am not the same. I go home for months. We ain't gotta call it rough sex. We could call it release stress. Then I'm going take you to the deck. Let you on a chair. Whisper in your ear as we watch the sunset. Yes, we all the best. When me and you together, how could we disconnect? I can't call the scene. It's time for us to get wet. And we gon' do it till the early morn, I bet. Yes, no sleep, no rest. Cause we all through the house like it's birthday sex. King to collect, lights, camera, action, and on to the next.
Add a little hip-hop and some R&B. Look up high at the skies at the stars you see. It all starts with a ride in the car with me. Let's make a movie with your camera co-starring me. Co-starring me. Let's make a movie with your camera co-starring me. Co-starring me. Let's make a movie with your camera co-starring me.
Before you take your clothes off, let me press record. What's the camera still sitting on that dresser for? Put it on the tripod, then change your iPod. The usher's what it's made for, so I can hit the right spot. Cause I'm a going, like I'm trying to find a job. I have you glowing, in the dark, it's kinda odd. When you feel me pushing forward, baby, send it back. We gon' do it so that fucking camera lens is cracked. We won't do it like we did it in our past. I'm on that new shit, Ray J with Kim Kardashian. Minus the C over movie release date. In the world amongst money, hungry groupies and cheapskate. She has trust for me and lets me keep the takes. And we average like 2 to 3 scenes a day. Harry Potter's magic stick just changed it all. And by the way, Sin was the only name she called.
I'm a little hip-hop and some R&B. Look up high at the skies at the stars you see. It all starts with a ride in the car with me. Let's make a movie with your camera co-starring me, co-starring me. Let's make a movie with your camera co-starring me, co-starring me. Let's make a movie with your camera co-starring me.
Back to Life at the Dust Live, your boy Teddy J and your girl
Nace Production.
All right, y'all, you know what time it is. It's time for Seduction 101. What you got for us this week for Seduction 101, Nate?
Okay, because it's the new year, for this Seduction 101, we're going to talk about what to do and what not to do in 2020. Now, I've already stated, don't say what you're going to do in this new year. Just do it. I mean, and if you're not already in the process of doing it, don't even say, like, you're doing, like, if you're not putting action into what you think you're going to do, like, don't say nothing at all. Because at the end of the day, to me, you look stupid. They make you look like a goofy, especially if the whole 2020 passed by, and we get to 2021, and you ain't did nothing you said that you was going to do. Like, you look like a fool. Like, it's just pointless to me. And also, in 2020, people need to mind the business that pays them. Mind your business. Like, don't be so worried about the next person, what the next person got going on. Attend to the business that pays you. Or find you some business. Okay? Like, make yourself busy. Like, some of y'all be having too much time on y'all hands. And then, don't let no negative energy around you. Don't argue with people. Don't feed into negativity. Because when you allow negativity to be around you or you feed into negativity, that negativity transfers onto you. So don't feed into negativity. Also, think positive no matter the situation that you may be going through. You might have some bumps in the road in 2020. Remain positive and don't lose sight to what it is that you want or what you're trying to accomplish. So, always have a positive mindset, because when you think positive, positive things happen. You get a positive outcome. But if you think negative and you have this negative type of energy and this negative type of aura, negative, you're going to attract negative to come into your life. You're going to attract negative things. So always try to have a positive attitude. I know sometimes you might not be having a good day. Somebody may be getting on your nerves or whatever. But when that happens, just take some time for you to regroup and to refocus and to get your positivity back. So always try to have a positive mindset and have a positive attitude, the best to your ability. If you feel like somebody is just, like, getting on your nerves or whatever the case may be, just try to avoid the situation the best way that you can. Like, don't even feed into negativity or whatever you want in your life. Just try to think about what it's trying to teach you. What are you trying to learn? Like, what are you going to learn in this time of hardship? Like, what you want to just try to think positive no matter what the situation is. Find something positive to look at about the situation. For instance, if you lose your job, blah, 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 now you just, oh, you sad, you crying, you don't know how you're going to pay your bills, blah, blah, blah. But if you think positive and you think, like, to yourself, maybe God removed me from this job for a reason, or whatever the case may be, you got to think about why it's happening, like the cause and effect, like because of this, this happened. So, you know, it might have not been a good fit to you. God probably want to bless you for something better, or God wanted to place you in that job just for a temporary season so you can learn some new things and gravitate to some new things and then bless you with something way better. So always try to think positive in 2020, because I've seen a lot of people in 2019 just having negative attitudes, thinking negative, and depression. Depression is hard. Anxiety is hard, but try to find something that gets your mind off the things that you may be going through. I'm not saying go be out there drinking and smoking and find something, a positive way to get your thing, your mind off the things that you might be going through or whatever. So, you know, that's what I want to say. Like, just think positive. Don't be in no toxic relationships, no toxic situationships in 2020. Both for men and women. Know your worth. Know your worth, number one. That's the number one thing. Know your worth. That's with anything, with a job, with a relationship, with family, with friends. You got to know your worth. And if you're not benefiting from it, I'm not saying you got to be benefiting, like, with money-wise or something like that. Like, if they're not teaching you something spiritually, you know, adding value to your life or whatever the case may be, then it's no need for you to attract yourself around certain people or be around certain people. Like, if those people are always negative, or if they're not trying to help you elevate, or you see, like, you're trying to move upward, like, you're trying to plan your goals, trying to start businesses, you're trying to progress in certain things, and all this person want to do is go to the club all the time, smoke and drink all the time, then it's not the person that you want to be around. If they're not trying to elevate with you or get to the level where you're trying to get to. I'm going to say this. If you hang around 10 broke people, you're going to be the 11th broke one. But if you hang around 10 rich people, 10 millionaires, you're going to be the 11th millionaire. I'm going to just say that. So just try to think about those things in 2020 and make some money, make some goals, accomplish your goals. Like, write down a list of goals that you want to accomplish and accomplish your goals in private. And once you accomplish your goals in private, then you can come to the public and celebrate your goals. So try to do stuff in private, work in private, and then surprise the public. You know? That's what I got
there.
What's
the next one? 101. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Can't capture that. Next itemized list. And I think I want to tell back, or like you said, about doing things. It's quite a bit of things, but doing things in private thing is something you practice heavily. And a lot of times, heck, I don't even know you can do a shoot until you send me the pictures. Like, oh, study, here's the pictures or whatnot. So it's crazy, like, just watching that happen. People don't understand, like, you don't have to tell everybody. You can tell people some stuff just to kind of keep you on their toes. But quit telling all your moves, man, before they happen. Y'all don't even let stuff live the life of day because you don't let these things be in silent. Y'all want to brag to people so bad that you don't let anything materialize first. So do better.
Exactly. Like, move at your own pace. Don't look at, this is crazy because what I'm about to say is kind of like what my pastor said at church on Sunday. Move at your own pace. I'm going to say it in my own words. Basically, he was saying move at your own pace. Don't look at the next person's goals, or don't look at the next person's accomplishments. Like, don't look at yourself as less than the other person, because the other person got more than what you got, because you don't even know when your time may be coming. You don't know what that person has been through to get to where they at. You judging them, like, thinking, like, oh, they got it going on, blah, 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 but you don't know how much that person had to go through to get to where they at. You don't know how many sleepless nights that person had. You don't know how many times that person cried. You don't know how many times that person thought about committing suicide. You don't know. So let them live in their glory. And eventually your time is going to come. Your time can be right around the corner. Your time can be tomorrow. You don't know when it's your time to shine. It can happen at any given moment. Success can come overnight. I remember when Summer Walker put a post on Instagram, and she said this time last year she was scrubbing toilets. And now she's a millionaire. Now she can retire at any given moment. She said she was just scrubbing and cleaning toilet bowls this time last year. Come on now. You don't know what that girl had to go through. That girl said she was scrubbing toilets. People don't want to do that. And people probably judge her for doing that. But now look at where she at. That's why you can't look at other people's accomplishments. Like, you can't, like, think you're less than that person because you don't even know what they had to do to get to where they at.
Yeah. I want to definitely go in on this, and this is something that's been like kind of like bothering me for a while. It was one thing I want people to do is have some self accountability. That's a challenge I want to have to people this year. Self accountability. Now I know it sounds like it's so simple, but a lot of people don't get that. They don't get the purpose of self accountability. And how important it is, you tell people you're going to do something that you do it. I watch so many people, they just run around over-promising, under-delivering so much that they're starting to believe the lies themselves. And it's ridiculous. We got to do better. We have got to do better. I always tell people, I don't care how much money you got. At the end of the day, the most valuable resource you can have is your word. So if you say you're going to do something, do it. That's pretty much it. Just do what you're going to, you say you're going to do, and do right by people, and the rest will take care of itself. Simple. And we're not even doing it on the main line right now, and I just gave you some very sound advice. So, yes. Come next week, we'll be doing on the main line. We'll be going to the full effect of on the main line. As we were ready to start slowly but surely coming to a wrap. A few things I wanted to kind of go over everybody as far as this year. This year we will be doing more interviews. Last year was a strong year for interviews, and most of the guests were pretty cool. We had some real deep stories that came through during this time. I'm telling you. I was definitely blessed to be a part of some of the interviews that came through here. Heck, the bonus episode we did for season 10 recently was dope. I mean, this is what we're going to do. I mean, people love the interviews. We're going to keep doing it. And heck, you know, we're doing something where, you know, we might even tap into bringing more celebrities. You know, you just never know with that. I just feel the mood, but y'all know how I am. I like to not be making it to where the focal point is the celebrities. You guys are the celebrities. So that's how I like to make the focal point. Another thing I want to say that we're bringing to you guys here is just, again, more engagement. Really just trying to get you guys involved more in the process and whatnot. And, yeah, another thing I want to start doing more is we will be doing more on, you know, really trying to do at least at the minimum every 3 months, doing on location shows. And that's where, you know, either myself is on is out on location and or name, and we're doing a show for heck, it'd be as random as doing it from a pizzeria or something. But we want. doing shows, being out there and about, just experimenting with doing live, because I've done live remotes before, and I have seen some great feedback in doing them. I want to start bringing those back heavy again, so yes, cannot wait for that. That's all I'm going to tell you guys about. We got coming up for the show this year. So, yes, thank you, everybody. Season 11 is in full effect. That being said, we're going to what's going on. Nate, what do you have? What have you just recently dropped in, or what do you have coming up that you can tell the listeners?
Well, I just implicated an OnlyFans page, so from now on, like, if you want to see exclusive pictures from photo shoots, or if you want to see exclusive eye candy videos, like, I'll be posting teasers, like 30-second teasers, but if you want to see the full actual video, you'll have to subscribe to my OnlyFans. My OnlyFans membership for my subscribers is $6.99 a month. onlyfans.com/Nay_seduction. Y'all know if you can't spell seduction, your ass too young for social media.
So definitely too young for OnlyFans.
Okay, for real, period. So if y'all want to see exclusive, y'all can definitely subscribe to my OnlyFans, $6.99 a month. Because from now on, all my videos and pictures will be posted to my OnlyFans account. Also, just stay tuned for stuff that I got going on. You can buy posters. I do have posters to sell for $7.99. So if you want to buy a poster, you can DM me on Instagram in @AYY_seduction. And just follow and stay tuned, because y'all never know what I got going on, because I don't really say too much. I just do it, like Nike.
I know you. I was surprised. You said a whole lot. Nate don't never give y'all that many. Nate gave y'all a grocery list today. Y'all know Nate don't be telling y'all that. Nate was giving y'all a grocery list. Y'all know she don't be giving us a grocery list.
Let's do it.
Okay, well, as far as me, later on after the show, we'll be dropping the new issue of Human Canvas magazine. So, yes, whoop, whoop. And also, I was doing a lot of growth with dustbot.com, which, again, people, if you're in the industry, this is a site we have built for you guys. It's been... We are proud to say that we have had it running for some years now, and glad to continue the work of keeping it to where it is for the professionals. So yeah, simple as that. Like, we just want to give a home to us, where we can just be able to talk about, you know, be able to share our work and not have to deal with the nonsense. Like, be able to deal with like minded people in the industry. And be able to, because a lot of times we try to do that. We try to do it on some of these sites, and we all got to deal with drama. We're tired of that. So we build a place for creatives. So definitely, dustbot.com. Join it. Enjoy it. Love it. Also, for those who don't know, I know some people that have listened to the show recently, I don't know, but we're also on at least six different platforms. And that includes Blog Talk Radio, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, iHeartRadio, TuneIn. We got all those places. There's no excuse not to listen to the show. You can catch the episodes back there, and definitely, you know, share your feedback. You can go to the show's page. You go to the show's page on Instagram. It's Dustspot, DUSKSPOT. That's also the page name. If you go to Twitter, same thing. You look for that on Facebook is going to pop up with After Dusk Media Group, but you can type in Dusk Spot and it will find it as well. Individual pages for me, Ceddy J Dusk, that's CeddyJDusk. You'll be able to follow me on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook using those. Nay, how can they follow you?
Yeah, you can follow me on Instagram and AYY underscore seduction. My OnlyFans, OnlyFans.com / and AYY underscore seduction. Snapchat, everything is NAYY underscore seduction. Okay, Instagram, Snapchat, OnlyFans, YouTube. Y'all can find me, Nay Seduction. But like I said, my videos will no longer be posted on YouTube because they will be on the OnlyFans site as of 2020. So that's how you can see those. And y'all just be on the lookout for this spice and stuff.
Mm-hmm. All right, y'all. Shoot, that being said, we're rolling on out, reminding you everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it. Remember, there's a J or where there's a
Nay.
Or a
you.
There is
a way.
You two episode of Life at the Dusk Live with your boy Ceddy J and your girl
Nay Seduction.
And even though it's season 11, we still gonna remind you of our public service announcement. What is that, Nay?
If you are home, please do it responsibly.
All right, we out, y'all. Peace.
Peace.